Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 6th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 4. Divine Love's Sequence, from God's Initiative to Our Expression. Previously, we heard from John about the perfect love coming from God. And since it is perfect, as believers, we should have a strong confidence for the Day of Judgment. Our love for others, however, is not perfect. But Christ's love for us is. So we trust in what Christ has done for us and not in our own works. So let's continue with John. From 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because he first loved us. Notice the intentionality that John keeps reminding us of, that God first loves us. And then we love. Also, we've heard before that God's love is perfect, whereas our love of God and for our neighbors are not perfect. We cannot love God until God first loves us. We cannot come to God until God first comes to us. So we need the incarnation, that is, when God takes on human flesh and blood. Oh, typically we think of that as Christmas, and fair enough, that is when we see Jesus born of Mary, born in Bethlehem, but as it's coming up in the church year very soon, like March 25th, we remember the Annunciation, that is Gabriel's announcement to Mary that she is carrying a child who is the Son of God, Jesus. That's the incarnation, God taking on flesh and blood. So we also need to have the atonement besides the incarnation. The atonement is where the Son of Mary, the Son of God, dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And without this forgiveness, we cannot be loved by God. So we need the incarnation. We need the atonement. Once the atonement takes place, God loves us, so that we, in turn, can love other people. Now, we also need to be baptized, because baptism is a means by which we receive from God what Jesus accomplished for us when he died on the cross. We are washed and renewed by the Holy Spirit, and we are regenerated. For once we were dead to sin, but through holy baptism, we are now alive to Christ. Then, and only then, can we love others. Again, John puts a strong emphasis on God's love for us first, and then we love other people. And the reason why I'm putting such a strong emphasis on this is that many Christians, after hearing about the love that God has for them through Jesus Christ, quickly move on to other things, focusing on improving their life or doing good works. And nothing wrong with improving one life, nothing wrong with doing good works, nothing wrong with loving other people. But John clearly notes that we can never move past nor forget the love that first comes to us from God, so that we in turn can do and share that love with others. See, it's not like, you know, as one's growing up and then finally leaves home and says, bye, Mom, bye, Dad. Instead, John is teaching us what Jesus taught, that we need to continue to abide, that is, stay connected to Jesus Christ. For Jesus is the only source of true and perfect love in this world. So keeping this proper understanding of the source of divine love should encourage us to continue to gather where God's promises are proclaimed, where God's word is read, and when God's word is attached to earthly elements such as water, bread, and wine at God's command. After receiving God's love through his word and sacraments, we then share his love and forgiveness with those around us. More about that tomorrow. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.